Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome back to the Bad Attitude Podcast, where we document the creative prowess behind local VCU artists and give them the spotlight to their... On this week's episode, we sit down with VCU freshman Lee Johnston from Charlottesville, Virginia. We go in depth about creating art that the maker themselves wants to see, their musical influence into their art, and their interest to possibly major in communication arts. One thing that was very clear when talking with Lee was their emphasis on creating whatever the mind wants. At many points in our conversation, she would keep reiterating to make cool stuff. And I think that really sticks out because of how broad that can be interpreted. Making something cool can be whatever you think is cool or interesting. There's no set formula when creating an artwork or piece of music. Just making it for yourself and your own creative integrity.
So with your digital art right now, do you have like a biggest challenge that you're facing at the moment when you're creating?
Self-confidence. I knew going into college that like it's kind of like the classic smartest kid in the class goes to college and realize they're no longer the smartest kid in the class. It's kind of keeping that self-confidence in your own work when seeing other people's styles, because in art, styles vary so much that it's there are times you're comparing yourself to something that's completely unfair. You can't compare yourself to like Vincent Van Gogh when it comes to painting if you mainly do digital art. So keeping that, which I think I've been doing decently fine with, but there's always room to improve.
Let's talk about music for a second. Like, who are some of your favorite music artists, and like, how do they affect you creatively in your work?
I listen to like a pretty wide array. My favorite band is AJR. They do indie pop, relatively known. Hits on the radio you might have heard was World's Smallest Violin and Bang. Maybe not a big influence, but I certainly listen to them a lot, and they've been an influence on just like my personal view of things, because they do a lot of songs about like just doing your own thing, not caring what other people think, and just like going at it. I saw them in concert over the summer and it was amazing, and that really just kind of set in stone of like that's the mentality you want to have of just going forward. Other artists, Ricky Montgomery. I listen to some folk music. The Oh Hellos are pretty great. They have really, I think their music kind of matches the fantasy behind the drawings I usually do. I usually do very like creatures, and my main brand, quote unquote, is like fellow human. And so usually the things are not human. Oh Hellos really fits that vibe really well.
I was looking at your Instagram page, and yeah, fellow human really like stuck out. It really just like, it was very interesting to me. I was looking through your page. A lot of cool work there, for sure. If there was, like, one takeaway from your art that you want to display, what would it be, and how does it reflect your creativity?
Do your own thing. Like, it's just, that's why, like, the whole fellow human came from an inside joke between a friend and I, and it just stuck because, like, the whole joke is like, hello, I am also a human, definitely. Like, we're all trying to exist, and there are people who get just absolutely for just existing. Like, there are things out there that are like really judged but are objectively like really impressive in other aspects. Doing my art, like it's been a long time since I've straight up drawn a person, because I think there's so much more to people than that. Like, draw the person, but then kind of draw the thing behind that. Like, my friends, I usually draw character designs for them, and there's always gonna be something fun added to them to show how I view them and how the perspective of like me versus them.
If you could pick one moment or project that got you to where you are creatively, what would it be?
Maybe the tarot cards. I did that my senior year of high school. And I would say it's the first big project I think I did where it's like it took a lot of time. And like each design was unique. But like each design was unique. It took me almost the entire year. And the pieces are now hanging up at the school I did them at, which was like a really proud moment for me, because when I first, like, I did this separate program called Center One, so I went to a different building, and when I walked in, I saw all the art on the walls by students, and like freshman year, I was like, oh, that'd be really cool, I could do that. And then senior year, I was hanging these up, and I'm like, oh my God, I did it. For moments, probably the, like I said, I help at an art class my junior and senior year, and it'd probably be them. I used to go to the art class when I was little, and transitioning from like participating in it to seeing these kids do it, like from ages first grade to like fourth grade, and seeing them do all that stuff is like just kind of, again, that reflection of I used to do that and here I am now.
Mm-hmm. It's like that full circle moment. You kind of see where you started and where you end up, and you're like just proud of the whole process.
If you have the spark or initiative to create something, go ahead and go for it. No matter how small the idea or project is, go for it. You never know what one tiny idea could possibly offer to not just your craft, but your creative thinking.
So you're not a VCU arts major, you're undecided right now, but you mentioned you might be interested in comm arts. So what about comm arts interests you, and what makes you think it'd be a good fit for you?
When I was trying to figure out my major, I did the SCAD Rising Star program, and they had a majors and minors fair, and I was still trying to figure out, like, these are the things that I like to draw, can I get paid for that? And I went to this majors and minors fair, and I was looking at the booths, and there's one booth that was just covered in the art that I like to do. It was covered in character design, it was covered in what I hope to start practicing doing is like landscapes design. And I was like, oh, what is this? And I'm like, oh, this is called concept art. And I'm like, you can get paid for that, let's go. And then I came here and we were looking at all the majors. Comm arts was the one that had that concentration. And then when we looked further into it, they're like, yep, this is exactly it. Like, I think that's the case for a lot of art. You just try all the art, and then you find the one that you like, and then eventually find that you can major in it and get a degree and get a job and make it for other people.
Making that like art your everything, and like everything you want to put out of it.
Yeah, definitely concept design. I'm certainly more of an idea person. Animation was like once an interest to me, but I got the type of brain that like you give me an idea and I can just run with it way too far, and it'll get so much more complicated.
Do you use certain types of software to create a piece of art?
I primarily use Procreate, so on my iPad. I've certainly been interested in getting into more like traditional stuff. When we were first buying the stuff for me to get into digital art, my parents had gotten recommendations to start on an iPad. That way I wouldn't have to have that whole like giant setup. Certainly would like to try maybe using the Resource Lab and practice using one. And 3D modeling is another thing I'd like to get into. So currently just Procreate, but certainly there's an interest in others.
Do you have any goals that you seek to accomplish with your time at VCU? I know it's pretty brand new, this being your first semester, and you got a long way to go, but do you have anything you really hope to accomplish, whether it's in comm arts or just in general?
Make cool things, just kind of get as much as I can out of the experience, and then hopefully after, land a job. Kind of a pipe dream, kind of technically realistic, is making one of my ideas real, because I have a bunch of stories, I have a bunch of characters, and maybe partnering up with someone at VCU, because group effort, like finding those people to make things possible is always fun, because you're just one part of like a bigger puzzle when it comes to like bigger projects.
Yeah, especially with like meeting other people, that can be such a huge factor when you're creating. Because if you have your one idea, you can have someone else who can just really bring another asset to the whole project or art form that it really like really starts to go off, and you guys kind of build momentum off each other, and it can be really, really something special. I think, yeah, if there's one thing, I would say it's definitely like seeking out people and just interacting, because you don't know who you're gonna meet and you don't know what they have. They could have the exact same interests as you. You never know unless you say something, for sure. That's probably my favorite part of looking back at my time at VCU and Mass Communications. And thank you so much for meeting with us, Lee. We really appreciate it. Hope you have a good one. Thanks again. Is there any last little words you want to say to the listeners?
Thank you for your time. Thank you for your ears, I guess. And just make cool stuff, honestly. Don't let anyone stop you.
Thanks for listening to episode 5 of season 2. Bad Attitude is a product of VCU's Revoice Network. While you're at it, go check Common Talk and Podline to hear more voices from the Revoice Network. Also, go follow us on our Instagram at Revoice Network. Thank you so much.